Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. I am a boy. Thank you. When does a boy become a man? That could be a good question, Jay, for our social media. When does a girl become a woman? In fact, those are good. When do you mature? When do you
could put that under the perverted questions of the day, Jay, if you want to put that under.
What makes that perverted? Why is that perverted?
I don't know. Just. It sounds weird when you say it. When does a woman become a woman or a girl become a woman?
Well, what about then you ask the question and see if it doesn't sound, when does a boy become a man? Those are the things about life that we ponder here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Jay, Victoria, all at the ready here, looking at all the events and the issues of the day. Looks like Zelensky was invited to the Oscars. Is he coming, though, is the question. I'm chuckling because I think Amy Schumer had lots of take courage. It would have made the Oscars more interesting and probably gotten a few more people to watch it, right, wouldn't you think? And is he coming?
Well, he might be a little busy, don't you think?
Well,
I think he loses all of his credibility. I mean, the reason that he has credibility to begin with is that he stayed in Ukraine and he's fighting alongside his people, right? And so to just say, oh, let me jet off to the Oscars. I'll be back. You guys handle things.
Hang on, you guys.
I don't know if that's a great look.
Yeah. Right. Well, how about if they do him on, like he's done all the other sort of the Zoom thing, do a Zoom appearance for 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. That ain't going to hurt anything.
That wouldn't hurt anything.
No,
So then it looks like he's maximizing his celebrity rather than...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's already done a Zoom call with every important person on the planet, so I don't know that Zooming in... I don't know, that's...
Wait a minute, he hasn't done one with me. I'm an important person. You're important. Why wouldn't he do something like that?
You didn't get invited to our Zoom call that we had with him, right?
No, I didn't.
Man.
No. All right, so the president of these here United States, Mr. Biden, says that Putin, the punk, is weighing the use of chemical weapons. How would he know that? Do we have people on the inside? Are there CIA operatives that are inside of Russia? Or are they inside Ukraine? How is that? Or does that just get everybody all excited and maybe push people further?
No, I think the reason I'm sure there's intelligence, number one, but I think... You don't even need any insider information to know that that's on the table because Putin's used chemical weapons before. He used them in Syria most recently. He's used them in several other circumstances. So I think to consider if he feels like his back is up against the wall and if he needs to inflict maximum damage and he's running out of resources, chemical or nuclear weapons certainly is something that you have to consider he could use. Nobody wants to see him do that, but... it's on the table for him.
Do we still have people in the Russian embassy here, or the Russians have people here at the Russian embassy? And we don't have. Do we? Did we clean out our embassy in Moscow?
Yeah.
We sent them home, right? Nobody there.
Yeah, I don't know about Americans in Moscow, but I know that I think they went home from here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's not a bad thing under the circumstances. So let's see what else. Hypersonic missiles. There we have back to terms, when does a girl become a woman, et cetera, terms, lingo is important here to get, and we all want to have specifics, and I don't know, are there specifics, frankly? Is there a way for, I think that when I look around at all of this stuff, is the hypersonic missile the ideal weapon, or is it a propaganda tool? The Russians are using that. Didn't they use some of those down in Syria? Why do I remember?
The hypersonic missile was used for the first time in Ukraine and it was used by Russia. And what makes it notable is that this is the first time that it was used in a theater of war. I think there are other people who have done tests. I think I'd look at Kim Jong-un and such for those kind of people. But it's indicating that Russia has those weapons, and those weapons are capable of carrying of being nuclear. So that's why it becomes notable. They didn't have, they had some in 2018, I guess, is when they first developed them, but it's the first time that they've actually used them, and, you know, it makes it people stand at attention.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, so what else is going on there that we ought to be talking about? This is becoming like, a little bit like COVID. It's the same sort of stuff every day, and there's nothing really new other than the body count or what Putin's latest move may be. Is there any other this thing at this point?
Well, I think that the humanitarian, I mean, I know you're bored maybe with it or you're over it like COVID, but, like, the rest of the world isn't, and this is something that people are really invested in.
No, that's a little bit offensive. That's not what I said. I just find it.
I know how you felt with COVID, and I know when you were like, "All right, I'm done with this." Like, I get it, and I understand that this is dominating the news cycle still. But, you know, I mean, it's humanitarian crisis.
I want to know what we. That's all. If I'm missing something that's new, that's why I'm asking.
Well,
I've just gone through all the stuff that I've observed in the last 24 hours. What's new?
Probably the biggest story that this country's been talking about is that there was a warning from Biden's administration yesterday and from the president himself that they believe that there is a large-scale cyber attack coming to the United States, the hands of Russia. And so Biden's direct quote was, "It's coming," and they had administration insiders who were out there yesterday at the press briefing saying that they've told companies, and they wouldn't name which companies, but apparently they've reached out to companies that they believe are going to be directly targeted by Russia to knock everything down.
All right,
they've met with over 100 companies. So,
yeah, they wouldn't
like
say which ones.
Because obviously it makes them more of a target.
Amazon, airlines.
Well, maybe, but my point, though, is it would make them more of a target by saying we already spoke to them about needing to beef up their cybersecurity. So why would, you know, it makes sense to not name names. But the thing is, I mean, this is something that this administration from day one has been working with the private sector saying, like, you guys are woefully behind on cybersecurity. And, you know, yesterday Apple had a really bad day, and we don't know if it's related to a hack, but, like, all their iCloud systems went down. I mean, a lot of the retail stuff that Apple does was down, so it could be related to that. We won't know probably for maybe a few days, but what he's warning about is very real, and I'm sure on that list, besides private companies, are all of our utilities, all of our public utilities, water and electric and grids that are, you know, that are really antiquated. We remember only, 2 years ago, was it, the down in Florida, the water treatment plant that was hacked into?
Yeah, all the power out in New York, too. Remember that? That was last year, the year before?
The water treatment plant, Yeah, didn't they catch it because somebody happened to be looking at their computer when they hacked in? Or am I thinking
of
a
mouse,
different hack?
The cursor moved across the screen.
Yes,
and if the guy hadn't seen that, they already had poisonous levels of chemicals in the water supply that was ready to be pumped out. It was such a close call. And that was just that was a relatively easy cyber attack.
So is that a declaration of war? If that is that a declaration
Biden has,
of war?
Biden has said that to Putin a long time ago before this started. He said anytime anything that you touch that's a utility or remember the pipeline was
so
hacked.
So what do we do if they do that? Then what's our move?
Sanctions. I believe he said at
more
the time
sanctions.
I think it was a lot of sanctions. Well, we're probably already using those sanctions now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't remember what specifically he said, but I know it was a pretty powerful threat of sanctions. We see what's happening with the Russian economy right now with the sanctions that the rest of NATO and the rest of the world has really, you know, put on them. So I don't know. But cybersecurity is, you know, it's a big, big issue.
Welcome to today. By the way, today is Tuesday, the 22nd. First full day of springtime. Welcome to that. And so as I look around at this sort of thing and the economic headwinds that it would cause, that's something to take note of. The invasion of Ukraine as it started and what it's led to in terms of inflation and the supply chain challenges that are afoot. I was trying to get some parts for a tractor that needed to be fixed on the farm. Been waiting for a simple piece for a power steering pump, and it's been a month. Normally, it'd be available in 2-3 days.
Does it come from China?
The kind of stuff. No, it doesn't. You know me. I gotta. Well.
Well, I'm
no,
just. I mean,
no,
sometimes you can't help it where you need a part. But.
Yeah, I know. So CEO optimism has dipped, apparently, according to the Business Roundtable's Economic Outlook Group. The overall outlook dropped 9 points. Still, the optimism. There's optimism. It just isn't as optimistic. The optimism isn't as optimistic as it was last year at this time. I can't imagine last year. who was feeling good about anything last year?
Certain companies. Well, if you were Jeff Bezos last year, you were feeling great Amazon and Peloton.
Yeah.
Remember Peloton last year? Very different story now.
Drug companies. Yeah. By the way, speaking of that, yesterday I went to my local drugstore, Metro West Pharmacy. A nice little fellow runs that. He's got two drugstores. I like to do business with guys like that. You know that instead of the...
Very few independent stores like that left.
Yeah, no. This is a fellow whose family immigrated from India, and he's done a wonderful job. Great guy. And he always wants to talk to me about the farm when I'm in there. So anyway, I went in and I picked up a prescription that Dr. Ken had written for me, and I asked him whether I should have my fourth shot, because I know some folks who have had the fourth shot. And he said, no. And I said, why? Are you getting it? And he said, no. And I said, why? And he said, because you don't know really what's in your system. You have a strong immune system, obviously, and putting more of that stuff in your body that you don't know about. And this is not somebody who's a wacko. He just says, from the scientific point of view, there's nothing to be gained by taking that shot. So
well, it's also been 6 or 8. Well, a lot of doctors disagree with what he's saying, but if how long it's been for you since your booster, it's probably, what, 8 months?
About 6.
Oh, okay. Well, then you wouldn't you wouldn't need it yet anyway. But a fourth shot is coming for, you know, immunocompromised people who are over,
yes.
I think, 65.
That's what he said. Immunocompromised.
And you're
folks,
not in that category,
I'm not in that category. So that was it. But he just said what he said about the. About we don't really know, I thought was pretty interesting. It sort of starkly underscores the whole situation. All right, so there's a good wrap on the first part of the day for you at 18 after this, the DJV Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Mm-hmm. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Tuesday, March 22nd edition of the DJV program. We are getting very aggressive with our social media. Lots of things going on. Let's see what we can get in here, including the story of who has returned to Poland to aid Ukrainian refugees. We'll dig into that right after this.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of MySoSkin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? All right, so Jay, we're so focused on what's going on in Ukraine and with the Russians and that sort of thing. So who has decided to go back to the arena of war that was
basically survived and now is going back for a second lap, it looks like. Who's this?
Yeah, kind of dealing with some survivor's remorse. Maxim Shymerkovsky, he from Dancing with the Stars, he was stuck there in Kyiv. He made it back to L.A. with his family, and he just went back to Poland because he wants to help Ukrainian refugees. He was talking about how he had survivor's remorse, and even it painted the picture of what it was like going to the train station, being the only man. It was a bunch of women and children, and he's a big guy, and saying how he was taking up a lot of space on the train, and it just kind of caused a lot of guilt. And he and his family had launched a charity called Baranova 27, named after the street that he and his brother Val, also who was a former dance pro on Dancing with the Stars, they grew up on that street, so that's what it's called. But he just felt like that wasn't enough. He needed to get back there. He needed to get to Poland and really physically and tangibly help people.
Well, I was wondering if he got any pushback, because the edict was for men who were up to age 60 to stay and fight. And I know he left, and, you know, that's
why he got
arrested. Family. Yeah, and I was surprised. I was wondering if he got pushback or if he was feeling guilt for leaving when, you know, the order was to stay.
Yeah, he got arrested but was let go because he has an American passport now, so they couldn't make him stay. And he, I think, hadn't lived there since he was, 14? But, I thought that it would not be surprising if he went back, not necessarily into Ukraine, but, you know, he's in Warsaw, so I'm not surprised that he's doing more. I think he visited Bethany Frankel's Be Strong, all of her operation, World Central Kitchen. He's kind of been, you know, doing a lot of stuff on social media, highlighting the humanitarian work. He said in Warsaw, it's not, there aren't even any Polish people left. It's just all Ukrainians everywhere you look, because the Polish people have moved out to make room for the Ukrainian refugees.
He's an American citizen. Did he go through all the coursework, or because he's a good player, that means he gets citizenship? How'd that all work, I wonder?
He's lived here since he was 14, so I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure he's legal.
Yeah, at this point. That would be a good thing. 28 after the hour. This is the good thing on the radio. It's called the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's tonight's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. GM announced that its next-generation hands-free driver assist system, Ultra Cruise, will be powered by a scalable compute architecture featuring system-on-chip developed by American semiconductor company Qualcomm Technologies, Inc. GM will be the first company to use Qualcomm Technologies' Snapdragon Ride platform for advanced driver assistance technology, which features a 5-nanometer Snapdragon artificial intelligence accelerator. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearing started Monday with more than 4 hours of discussions from mostly lawmakers and colleagues of Ms. Jackson.
And like so many who had experienced lawful racial segregation firsthand, my parents, Johnny and Ellery Brown, left their hometown of Miami, Florida, and moved to Washington, D.C., to experience new freedom.
Judge Jackson's confirmation hearings continue all week. A Russian court found jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny guilty of large-scale fraud on Tuesday. President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic will probably get his jail time extended by years. Navalny is already serving a 2.5-year sentence at a prison camp for parole violations. It was on this day in 1963 the Beatles released their album Please Please Me. It's regarded as one of the greatest albums of all time. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Ukraine rejected Russia's demand to surrender the city of Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of civilians are suffering without food, water, or electricity. Mariupol City Council member Maxim Borodin tells MSNBC why Mariupol is so important to Russia.
I think Mariupol is important for Russians, not like the city, not like its citizens, but only for the picture, for the propaganda TV. Because for the last days, Mariupol is totally destroyed. They continue to destroy our metallurgical plants. So most of the buildings are damaged. And there are no chance that Russians is rebuilding. They only use Mariupol today to show, they want to show that they liberate, so-called liberate city, and liberated from fascists. But there are no fascists, there are only Ukrainians, and most of the people in the city is civilian. And most of the people they already killed is civilian, it's not military.
A large study of 181,000 people found that people who recovered from COVID-19 within the past year are 40% more likely to receive a new diagnosis of diabetes compared to those who were not infected. The increased risk translates to 1% of the people who have had COVID-19 developing diabetes who otherwise would not have. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 34 and change after the hour on the DJV program. Hello, hello and hooray for the first day of spring. The weather, however, is on people's minds as the seasons change, so do the atmospheric conditions. That's kind of what happens as we move in. It's almost interesting. I remember the last 2, 3, 4 years, almost on, like, the signal, on command, the wild weather begins. So Jay's down in Nashville, the central part of the country is in for kind of a rough ride for the next couple of days, it looks like. Jay, how is it, what are the local forecasters saying down there for...
Well, right, Yeah, right now it's looking like it's going to be a little bit more south of us. We have some rain coming our way. More than anything, our big alert is wind warnings. But it's weird down here. I've lived multiple places in the United States, and usually when there's a weather forecast, it's similar to what the forecast is. But down here, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, there's going to be threats of tornadoes and all of this, and then nothing happens at all. Or it's, hey, it's not going to be more than a little rain, and all of a sudden there's a tornado coming down our street.
Cloudburst. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Not your ego. They all, you know, being a meteorologist seems to me a thankless task because Mother Nature changes, even though they have a lot of sophisticated equipment and they got great, if you look at the Weather Channel, they have all of these maps and all this great, you know, it's very entertaining. But and I think they're right more than they're wrong, but it certainly is not an exact science by any stretch of the imagination. So,
well, and tornadoes are not that predictable, right? They go and they form quickly. They go in weird directions. You can't really predict where they're going to go. Sometimes they, you know, can go right down a little alleyway, and other times they're widespread and they wipe out
both sides
of the street. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in December, the tornadoes came through, and we had one coming right down our street, and we were right down in the path, and it jumped right over our house. And landed like half a mile away and then continued its path of destruction.
Sounds like most of the women I've dated in my life. Okay, now into... I want to go
back. That was
back.
A good one, Doug. That
yeah.
was a good one.
Well, I said it because I knew you were thinking it, Jennifer, actually.
No, I actually wasn't.
Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. We were talking about the Dancing with the Stars star, Cherminsky. Is that how you pronounce his name, Jay? Cherminsky?
Maxim Shmerkovsky.
Shmerkovsky. Okay, good. The question came up as we were talking about it on and off the air, whether he had American citizenship. And Victoria said, well, he's not going to have a passport without citizenship. I guess that pretty much is the way you have to, betting that there are probably some people who have American passports that aren't really citizens. But the question was, how did he get there? And the answer Jay found. Jay, you want to go through that? Because I think it was...
Oh, no, I didn't find the how of it. I just found that after 25 years of living here back in 2019 was when he became a U.S. citizen.
All right. So I'm guessing, I said to Victoria, going back to my own experience, knowing some folks that came over from Poland and Czechoslovakia during the late 50s and into the 60s, they had sponsors. They would find somehow churches and organizations like that would bring people over, and then they'd have sponsors in the church. That's what I remember about this family that I was talking about yesterday. They had sponsors, and they shepherded them through the process of doing the coursework and that sort of thing, and then becoming American citizens. There was a category, though, that I remember because there was a war there, or it was a difficult situation, so encouraging them to come over here got special government approval. And I don't remember any more about it than that, but I do remember there was the government was involved, and there's a church involved as a sponsoring organization. And I don't know how long it took that family to get U.S. citizenship, but there were a ton of people in that time. I'm talking about thousands of people that came over here that became naturalized American citizens, and then, you know, they sort of full in. I don't know that it's a whole lot different. If you look back at the history of our country, people have been coming here from every corner of the world forever, right? And they've all gone through different ways and means of getting. When you came over to Ellis Island, what was the process of becoming your family? Did that, Victoria, from Ireland?
No, no one came through Ellis Island.
They didn't come through Ellis Island.
No, we don't have anybody. My mom's family came here in the 1600s, and then my dad came here in the 70s.
Okay.
The 1970s.
No,
we don't have anybody that went through Ellis Island.
There are people, and my sister's doing this whole thing using 23andMe and also Ancestry.com. My sister she's focused. She's like, I'm going to figure this out. And so she
can find the actual signatures in the book.
Yeah, she did.
A lot of people that
are from the book,
Ellis Island.
The sign-in book at Ellis Island. Yeah. From my father's, my father's grandmother was the one who came from Belgium. And there was somebody else that she found in some, you know, like back a long time ago. At any rate. So anyway, I just want, I thought it was interesting to note where...
You should go to Ellis Island. They've revamped all of it. It's really gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go. They have interactive displays and stuff. You can look up your family. You can see, you know, the, what the conditions would have been when they came through and what they experienced and what the how long the lines were. I mean, there's a lot of really cool stuff that they've done to upgrade Ellis Island.
Meanwhile, back to the situation in Ukraine and Russia. I said there wasn't a whole lot new, and I had forgotten about the, in my mind, you know, it's the same, it's war, people getting killed, missiles being used, that sort of thing. But apparently the numbers of dead Russians, I think 14,000 yesterday? I think something like that was the number.
Ukraine has used that number, but U.S. intelligence and NATO intelligence says it's probably less than that, but they said that there's a confirmed 7,000, but it could be 10. And Ukraine says, obviously, look, Ukraine, for messaging, wants to say it's the maximum number possible.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But
yeah,
apparently there's a lot of truth to it because they keep Russia's basically hiding dead soldiers in Belarus.
Moving them out, yeah.
Yeah, they don't want anybody to, you know, Putin doesn't want anybody in Moscow or back in, you know, in any part of Russia to see what's really going on. So Belarus has become the big morgue.
They're just putting them into railway cars.
Yeah.
And hauling them away kind of reminds you of what happened, you know, the opposite direction during
World War II,
cleansing. Yeah, right.
For Ukraine, they're just digging pits. And some people are, if they're trying to keep their families nearby, are burying people like in shallow graves in backyards just to keep, if they want to keep their families nearby. There are certain areas, like, I mean, they're calling Mariupol just a waste dump where people are, I mean, they're just bodies stacked up everywhere.
It's leveled, right?
Yeah. I mean, what used to be like a thriving city that would connect resources and stuff from like the Black Sea area up into the main parts
of
Ukraine.
How think he's going to survive this? How in the world?
Well, it would make a lot more sense than it did when we thought that he wanted to just go in there, get out the government, and then take over the business of Ukraine, right? But now he's got his back up against the wall, so now he's just destroying things. Mm-hmm. And that's what people are saying, that as much as this is going to be, it's kind of like a stalemate right now, which I guess is good news for Ukraine that they've been able to hold him off. That does it just get bloodier and more prolonged if no one's really making any advances and people are just dying and cities are just getting blown to shreds? You know,
so here's I'm going to speculate for a moment here on economic issues that are approaching us faster than we would like. The increase in what it's costing us to just live here, inflation rate is crazy. What will happen when all of this is over? And now I think yesterday the conversation was started and it seems to be more in focus. The people inside Russia that want to get rid of Putin because it's ruining their business. There's pretty substantial apparently. So now when this all is over and Ukraine has been destroyed, the world will then focus on what it will take to resurrect it, and that'll be good for business. So that'll be one of the things, as the models are forecast, that will kind of keep the lid on a depression, if you will, or another recession. Meanwhile, the Fed is taking these steps to ensure a return to price stability. As we know, cost of gasoline affects everything, and the prices of everything have gone up again. Go try to find a car, even a used car. I was looking at a car yesterday that was exactly like the car that I have in California. You've seen me driving that car, Jennifer. It's a 2010 Range Rover LR4.
With the license plate Jodeci on it, by the way.
Yeah. Right. My son's favorite band. Is anybody else? Did you two girls know what Jodeci is?
Isn't that like a 90s R&B singer?
It's a group. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Brendan loves that stuff. So he puts it on the license plate.
So
and
weird.
I stop it. It's on my car, but he's got it registered because he wanted to keep the plate. So when I go to, like, I was near the airport the last time I was there, and I'm at a stoplight, and this black woman comes up, drives next. She opens the window, and she says, yeah, I love that group, too. And she's looking at this old white guy driving.
That probably made Brendan's decade, like,
oh
just having
God,
you have that
it.
Interaction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's like, he was probably like, mission accomplished. That's exactly why I did it.
Yep, it is why he did it. It's fun. Well, it's a lot of fun. I love that. This woman was driving a big black Jeep, and she just couldn't wait to tell me how much she loved the band. And I looked, I said, yeah, they're great, because I've never heard them in my life. Oh, Phil, see if you can find a little
Jodeci. Oh, my God.
Jodeci.
It's like my jam now. Give me some Jodeci.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right.
I think they were just performing in L.A. this weekend. I think I actually have a friend there. If I'm not mistaken, I might be confusing them with somebody else.
Are they part of, like, the mixtape tour with New Kids on the Block?
They could be. I don't think they
are. Or
no,
are they with New Edition?
Who are they with? I don't know.
Because New Edition's back out on the road. All those 90s R&B places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Play.
Can you find anything, Phil? Yeah. I don't know if Jodeci is in the Radio America database.
Yeah, right in there, where they can find it. I thought it was worth a note. I had forgotten. I saw this the other day. That Representative Don Young from Alaska, who's the oldest member of Congress, passed away last weekend, 88 years old, and so he's lying in state in the Capitol. Yeah.
The Culture 40. Tour, New Edition is with them. Yes.
Okay.
New Edition and Jodeci.
So see, right, they're new again. Your license plate is relevant again.
Very slowly taking
me apart. This is not my jam.
That was awful.
It was.
I don't know what this song is. There was a big hit that they had, right? I forget.
Jodeci had a couple of big hits, I don't think this is it.
No.
It's all right. Phil, in a pinch, you got it.
Yeah.
We get the vibe.
Kids is a reference point, anyway. One way or another. Yes, the big band era of Jodeci. I didn't even pronounce the name right at first when I looked at it. Jodeci, is that
like, I love Jodeci.
Yeah, me too. It's 48 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
March is Women's History Month, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is celebrating with new ways to support women-owned small businesses. Here's Meta's Vice President of Global Business Group, Nicola Mendelson.
Meta's latest Global State of Small Business report reveals that 2 years into the pandemic, nearly a quarter of U.S. women-led small businesses remain inoperational. In order to help, Meta is expanding our hashtag SheMeansBusiness program, which has already supported more than 1.5 million women to help address the ongoing financial literacy gap. We're also encouraging everyone to spotlight their favorite female entrepreneurs to raise awareness of just how much value they bring to the table with Meta's global hashtag BuyFromHerChallenge on Instagram Reels.
Throughout Women's History Month, Meta will also be offering free training and resources for women-owned small businesses. You can learn more at facebook.com/SheMeansBusinessHub.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
An itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Talk time has arrived here in the Bay State and also down in New Jersey. What's the nickname for New Jersey?
The Garden State.
The Sewer State. No, it's the Garden State. That's right, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tech Talk. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Google effect. What does that mean?
The Google effect is the result of, it's the new label, let's say, based on this new study that Googling information actually makes you more likely to forget things compared to reading it in a book. That is what they call the Google effect. It's also known as digital amnesia. And the study found that human brains are not inclined to deeply process information on search engines like Google because we know it's easily accessible and retrievable online, so our brains don't actually bother really learning what we're researching. And so, they found that we're more likely to remember how to access that information, to go back through Google and to get back to that page that we landed on, like a keyword or a search engine, any kind of a search engine that you use. And so we're more likely to remember how to get there than the information itself, which is a big problem. So they say human brains are cognitive misers, meaning that we have an inherent tendency to avoid any cognitive effort. Basically, it's pure laziness. And so our brains only want to use the minimal amount that is necessary for any task. And so they said having information at your fingertips through electronic devices like computers or smartphones, it leads to reduced attention and diminished recall. So they've conducted several studies. The way they did this was interesting. They did a total of three studies in one. One was learning, one was forgetting, and one was subscribing. Those were the themes. The first experiment tested the ability of U.S. undergraduate students to recall the details of an online credit card offer. The higher the ease of finding the information, the lower the recall of the details. In experiment two, participants forgot information in an advertisement once they knew it was available to search again online. And in experiment three, the researchers found individuals were more likely to subscribe to an online blog if it was easy to access. So everything is all about our brains are naturally lazy and inherently Lovely. We don't really want to do more. Now, overall, the study shows what effect storing information on devices has on our brain's performance. So this is something that I think is probably going to be alarming to educators who are probably pushing kids more and more towards tablets and searching, you know, online for things instead of, like, going to a library and having to research through, you know, whatever your text would be for sources. A lot of, you know, most kids now just Google stuff, and they're not really right. retaining what they're learning.
The whole thing about, you know, learning what to think rather than how to think. That's all part of that same scenario. I think it's a very interesting study. That's very important, Victoria. Thank you for that. That's a very...
I feel like pass this to your daughter, and she's going to be like, duh.
Yeah, right there.
I feel like she would, as a professor, she would already know that.
Yeah, that may be. Okay, how is the interest level in your family on electric vehicles? We're going to find out what the overall situation is in a moment right after these words.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Okay, so the interest level is where in terms of people wanting to buy electric cars, Victoria?
It's kind of surprisingly on the rise, and the last time gasoline prices were this high, electric cars weren't really a thing. So now they say sales are growing fast, climbing 4.5% of the new car market last year. Automakers, as we know, are bringing more and more choices of electric SUVs and pickups, which are, they say, the heart of the U.S. consumer market. They're the two most popular models. And so Edmunds, new and used car site, they report shopper interest on their site in electric cars and plug-in hybrids saw a weekly rise of 39% in the week ending March 13th. That was 84% higher than just a month ago in mid-February. So it looks like gas prices might be pushing people closer to an electric vehicle purchase.
Oh, no! 59, past the hour. This...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.